Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast press release. India works to threaten our water supplies whilst the rulers of Pakistan work to normalize relations with the aggressor. Despite the passage of many days, the rulers of Pakistan have yet to respond effectively to a dangerous step by India regarding the Indus Water Treaty, a water-sharing agreement brokered by the World Bank in 1960. On September 18, 2024, India sent a formal notice to Pakistan citing various concerns, including changes in population demographics, environmental challenges, and other factors, asking for a reassessment of the treaty. India has reportedly sent 4 letters since January 2023 seeking review. This is not the first time that the Indian leadership generates conflict with Pakistan over water. On April 1, 1948, India blocked the flow of water to key canals across the Radcliffe Line. Repeatedly, India threatens Pakistan's water supplies. Apart from hostility against Pakistan, Indian water aggression against the Muslims of Bangladesh is well known. In August of 2024, India launched an unprecedented water aggression against Bangladesh to create political pressure. India suddenly opened the gates of Dambur Dam without warning, causing flooding and loss of life. America's regional protege, India, aims to weaken the strongest military power of the Islamic Ummah, Pakistan. These India plans enjoy full American support, as Washington wants to end any obstacles to India hegemony in South Asia. India deceptively asks Pakistan to renegotiate the Indus Waters Treaty by raising flimsy excuses whilst it is within the realm of political possibility that India aims to either withdraw from the treaty or to make it defunct and ineffective. In this way, India will continue to build dams and other infrastructure over rivers to threaten Pakistan's water supplies and food security. The partition of the Indian subcontinent in 1947, that was brokered by the colonialists, resulted in the headworks of the extensive network of water canals being placed in India. This led to India becoming the upper riparian and Pakistan the lower riparian in the Indus Basin. Moreover, the World Bank gave India further dominance through the Indus Waters Treaty. Not only was India given control over the three eastern rivers, Ravi, Sutlej, and Bias, the treaty also gave India rights to build hydropower projects over the three western rivers under Pakistan's control, Jhelum, Chenab, and Indus, all of which flow through occupied Kashmir. After surrendering occupied Kashmir to India in August 2019, the rulers are now busy in negotiations with India under American supervision and direction. O sincere officers in the armed forces of Pakistan, water for a country is like blood for a body. Yet the rulers of Pakistan are holding a knife to the neck of Pakistan on behalf of India and America. America has decided to reduce Pakistan to the likes of Bhutan and Nepal so that it submits to India. It is the same strategy that Washington has deployed in Middle East, where it has unleashed the Jewish entity upon the resisting Muslims. By controlling water supplies, the Islam-hating Hindus can threaten our growing population. However, the tables can be turned by your decisive actions to establish Khilafah on the method of the Prophethood. The Khilafah will prevent India from using water as a weapon against Muslims. The Khilafah will reject all colonialist interference in the security of Muslims. It will sever ties with colonialist institutions like the World Bank. The Khilafah will instead unify the Ummah and its armies to liberate occupied Kashmir and restore complete control over the three western rivers. O sincere officers in the armed forces of Pakistan, the Raja Dahir of today, Modi, is waging war on Islam and Muslims by all means. As for your rulers, they are walking on the treacherous path of Mir Sadiq and Mir Jafar. They are facilitating the enemy and harming the Muslims. As for you, O sons of Muhammad bin Qasim, your deen obliges you to walk on the glorious path of the Ansar, who granted Nusra for the establishment of an authority ruling by Islam. March on the path of the Ansar and their chief, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, may Allah be pleased with him. The throne of the Most Merciful shook at the death of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, due to his Nusra support for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his role in establishing his state, which is a great honor and immense goodness. This was reported by al-Bukhari that Jabir narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اهتز عرش الرحمن للموت سعد بن معاذ. The throne of Allah shook at the death of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. All of this was due to Sa'd's nusra, support for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his jihad in the path of Allah, the Exalted. Thus, Hizb al-Tahrir calls upon you to grant your nusra for the establishment of the Khilafah on the method of the Prophethood, so respond. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilayah Pakistan.